It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you can listen, laugh, and learn with Oink and Moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow, the Moo Cow. Hi, Pinky. Did you have a nice weekend, Pinky? I had a great weekend, Mildred, because I know how to do that. It's just, you wake up in the morning, you just decide you're going to be nice, you're going to be happy, you're going to be kind, you're going to be sweet, and you're going to be grateful, and it's a great day. I know how to do that. I know you would know how to do that, too.
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, we do.
So you had a nice weekend.
Yeah, yes, I did.
And today's Monday morning. Guess what?
What?
I would like today, please, to talk about lighthouses.
Oh, lighthouses. Sure.
Yeah, they're so amazing. You know, they go back a long way.
Yeah, they do.
And they shine a light out so far, so bright.
That's right, Pinky. They guide the ships and the boats, and they allow the boats that are out on the sea, they teach them and they show them that land is there. And with the bright light, the people on the boat are safe. They're not going to crash into the land.
Yeah.
And different lighthouses say different things.
What do you mean?
Well, they warn of the rocky land and the shallow water. And then they also guide them on the way in when they want to come in out of the ocean and come into the harbors.
Right? Because lots of times there's rocks out in the ocean close to the shore. And if you don't know it, you'd be hitting the rocks if it weren't for the lighthouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the lighthouses are really cool. How to get it so bright?
Well, they use like mirrors and different reflectors and prisms, because you know how light works.
Well, kind of.
Well, light waves are, they're pure energy, and they line up all the colors and they make the white light. So what the lighthouse does, it has these highly focused special lenses, and so they concentrate the beam of light, and it goes through and it bounces off, and that changes the angle, and they have like mirrors and different refractors and prisms. And so what it does, it takes the beam of light and then it changes the way it's shaped, and then it shoots it out again from the same point. So it makes it really intense. It increases the intensity so that the beam of light can travel a very long distance. They use special lenses and a lot of times mirrors. So basically the lenses, they capture and then they concentrate the light and shoot it out again.
Yeah.
You know, and they build them on, like in a tower or the top of a building above sea level so that it can be seen from far away. And, you know, initially they weren't all that tall.
No, but they built them on top of the hills.
Correct. But it goes all the way back to the Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire?
Yeah, I mean, you know what the empire means.
Well, that's when one person rules the whole, the one single individual rules the whole everybody. It's an emperor or an empress.
Right. The Roman Empire was from 27 BC to 476 AD.
Yeah, that's when the Roman Empire was, and they had lighthouses then.
They did. And the legend says that Rome even had lighthouses that went before that. Because the legend says that Rome was founded by the two twins, the sons of Mars.
Well, yeah, that's what they consider the god of war.
Yes. And the legend goes back to 753 BC. And that's when the Roman legend goes.
Yeah.
But then the Italian city of Rome, that was founded in 625 BC. And the Romans built many lighthouses from the Black Sea.
Yeah, the Black Sea, that's like Eastern Europe and Western Asia. It's right in there, pretty deep.
Correct. And there are all these ways to get from the Black Sea out to the Atlantic Ocean, and it goes through the port of Rome and France and England, and they built 30 lighthouses between the Black Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. Along there were all these paths for the ships that were making their way through the seaports, and they had to be safe because the land is irregular. It's not all smooth. They got to go in and out and in and out.
Yeah, they don't want to hit the rocks.
Exactly.
But back then, Mildred, they didn't have electricity.
No, they would burn oil from like fat oil, animal fat, or vegetable oil.
Yeah, but who's the guy that he developed like the really good lighthouse lens?
Right, that's a Frenchman from the 18th century. His name, Augustin Fresnel.
Yeah, he's the guy that really figured it out.
Exactly. Yeah, he was the one that he developed all these polished prisms and the many different lenses that would capture the light and then concentrate it back into the main beam and shoot it out again.
Yeah.
And that light can be seen 20 miles away.
Yeah.
And it really protected the boating, the sailors and everybody on their ships. And it taught them where they can come in to the ports and where they had to stay out to avoid the shallow waters and the rocks.
Yeah, the lighthouses are way cool.
Yes.
But now the lighthouses are a lot taller and towers and stuff. And, you know, even the Statue of Liberty has that flame up at the top. It's kind of a lighthouse.
Absolutely, Pinky. It shows where the harbor is.
Yes, the lighthouse, the Statue of Liberty. She's so beautiful.
Yes, she is, Pinky. She shines beautifully in the New York Harbor.
Yeah. Yeah, Mildred, but now we have all the GPS and all the navigation equipment.
Right, but there's still like 18,000 lighthouses in the world.
Nice.
And the first one goes back to Egypt. It's not there anymore, but the oldest existing lighthouse is in Spain, and that goes back to 40 AD.
Man, that's a long time ago. It's still there?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah.
And the first lighthouse in America, that's in Boston, and that was built in 1716.
Nice. Okay, Mildred, it's time for a pretty poem now, please.
Yes, we have some great poems about the lighthouse. This first one, very famous author, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Oh, yeah, you have recited it many times. What's he say?
He said, steadfast, serene, immovable, the same year after year, through all the silent night, burns on forevermore, that quenches the flame, shines on that inextinguishable light. Okay, we have another one. I don't have the author. It might be famous. I just don't have it here.
That's okay. We know we didn't write it.
Correct. It says, my lighthouse shining in the darkness, I will follow you. I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what the lighthouse does. Protects you. You believe in the light. You see the light. You acknowledge the light. You believe in the light. And you trust the light
of the lighthouse. Yes, Pinky. Okay, Mildred, I love you. I love you.